After waiting for over 6 years, Morgantown art lovers flooded the halls of the WVU Art Museum Tuesday to see the university's diverse collection of modernist and contemporary art. Robert Bridges is the museum's chief curator. He says it's the only art museum between Charleston and Pittsburgh, as well as Cleveland and Washington, D.C.
Our job, I feel, is to bring art from the outside areas in here to give not only our students, but the people of West Virginia a chance to see what's happening in the greater art world.
The exhibit is called Visual Conversations, Looking and Listening, and it showcases artworks WVU has been collecting since the 1930s. Over the years, some of the works have been temporarily displayed at Stuart Hall, but for many of them, they are being seen by the public for the first time. The collection houses Appalachian, American, and even international works.
With this exhibition, we have paired up some of these artists. So you see an artist that was working in the region along with artists that were more nationally known.
The museum's pride and joy is the exhibition of the West Virginia artist Blanche Lazelle. Born and raised in Monongalia County and a WVU alumna, many of Lazelle's modernist works showcase West Virginia's physical and social landscape. One of her most visually striking pieces is her untitled mural of Monongalia County that was painted in 1934 for the courthouse.
The colors are just so vibrant. And with the placement on the back of the gallery wall, people come into the large gallery, they can see it and walk toward the space.
After spending much of its life in storage, Lazelle's mural is finally back on display. Joyce Ice is the director for the WVU Art Museum, and she says its opening isn't just significant for the university, but also for the state.
Adding to the cultural vitality that makes Morgantown one of the best small cities in America, while contributing to its well-being and that of our region and our state.
In an effort to make art more accessible, the museum is free and open to the public. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Stacey DeBaldo in Morgantown.